Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. You've probably heard us mention SC Launch before. That's the Entrepreneurial Assistance Program from the South Carolina Research Authority, known as SCRA, that invests in and awards grants to startup technology companies in our state. But you may not have heard of another SCRA program involving tax credits that helps fund these activities, and that is known as the Industry Partnership Fund. Andy Olson is that fund's business development manager at SCRA, and he joins us now by phone from Columbia, South Carolina. Andy, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Now, tell us more about this Industry Partnership Fund, how long it's been around, et cetera.
Sure, I'll be glad to. We kind of joke about it and say it's South Carolina's best kept secret, but we really don't want to keep it a secret. So that's what I do, is I go out and talk with folks all day long about this program. And in a nutshell, what it is anyone who wants to contribute to what the SCRA is doing, whether that be an individual or a business, the legislators allow the contribution to be a 100% dollar for dollar South Carolina income tax credit up to $1 million. So once you come on board with us, we consider you a partner, and we want to keep you informed. We have newsletters to go out every week to our contributors to let them know this is what we're doing. These are new companies we're bringing into the fold. These are some of the success stories with the companies that we already have.
All right. So give us some more of a picture of the types of partners that you normally bring in. It says industry partnership fund, so I'm going to guess that most of them are from the corporate world around South Carolina.
Yes, we certainly do have some, but again, this program really is for everybody. Our nickname for it is the South Carolina Research Authority Tax Credit Program, because it is open for everybody to do. We have a lot of business partners. We have a lot of medical folks that participate in this. We have a lot of dentists that are participating in it. Now, for a business entity, I will point out something that's really important. As long as the contribution is made in the name of the business, they'll be able to get a federal tax deduction also, because they can treat it as a normal business expense.
Okay, so full tax credit for South Carolina taxes and a business deduction at whatever tax bracket you're in at the federal level.
You've got it.
All right, so tell us a little bit more about why is it considered the best kept secret?
We don't toot our own horn a lot at the SCRA. We don't get a lot of public exposure out there as far as the things that we're doing for South Carolina. So a lot of people don't even know who the SCRA is. So one of my tasks is going out and introducing folks to who we are, you know, what we do. It takes a while to get out there and get the word out. I work a lot with CPAs and financial advisors. Just take some time to get the word out.
So can you give me an example or two of where some of this money is going, what types of research and or entrepreneurial assistance that it has gone to?
Yeah, we have got so many examples. It's unreal. We've got some great companies that we have fostered. One example is a company called Bubble Paper. We know what the bubble wrap looks like, right? The old bubble wrap that the kids love to pop. It's used to protect stuff when you're shipping it, which is great, but the bad part of it is terrible for the environment. So these folks have come up with a way to make a better mousetrap when it comes to that. And their design is actually made more of a paper-type material. It has the same type of cushioning effect that the old bubble wrap has, but this is so much better for the environment. This is something that can go right into the recycle, and it's recycled back into paper products and things like that, just like you normally would have. And that's a great example of what we are all about. We're supporting these startups in the early stages that have great ideas. Either they've come up with a totally new concept on something, or they have found a way to make something that already exists better. The other reason that we support this so much is this is where the high-paying jobs in South Carolina are at. The average salary of the companies that we foster is now around $90,000. That is the part of the economy that we're trying to spur on, so that when our graduates come out of the universities and the colleges, they've got places to go that's going to provide them with a really good income.
Well, Andy, thank you so much for enlightening us and spending time with us today.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Andy Olson is the Business Development Manager for SCRA's Industry Partnership Fund. And we will have a link to the fund posted at our webpage so you can learn more, SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.